we interrupt this program to bring you...
O-T, O-T.
It's disgusting. I don't want to talk about it. No, it's too disgusting. Don't say it. It's disgusting.
We're back on overtime, hour number two here, coming at you live on your Monday. 1 hour down, one more remaining here. 865-546-8200, 546-8200. As we're about to throw it back over to Cole McCormick here, talk a lot about today on the recruiting trail for Tennessee, and we're concerned at all about if this 2020 cycle might be going a little too slow for Pruitt and the staff here. If you missed us, give our thoughts on that. You can go back in hour number one of the podcast and listen to that. That will be up on Twitter and SoundCloud at the very end of the program here. We'll get that up for you so you can go back and listen to that. But it is 7 o'clock. It is time for your daily recruiting update. Following this weekend here, a lot of moving parts going around here, so we're going to throw it over to Cole McCormick so he can deliver you all the goods. Cole Talk.
Whoa, okay. All right.
We've already changed it up.
I like how you changed it off. Change it up. It keeps me on my toes. Let's see here. We will start where we started the show.
We already mentioned it,
but Art Green. He committed to Tennessee today, just a few hours ago, a big-time JUCO corner in the 2020 class, picking Tennessee out of Hutchinson Community College. So good to have him aboard. And then also the sad news, Tate Ratledge. You thought he was a Tennessee lock in a way just a couple of weeks ago. But no, he is going to rival Georgia, and that is all I will say about him today. We move on to DJ Lundy. Mr. Lundy has received an offer from Tennessee. He tweets, blessed to receive an offer from the University of Tennessee. Mr. Lundy is out of Ocala, Georgia. Not sure how to pronounce it. Out of Irwin County High School. He's an athlete in the 2020 class, 6 foot, 225 pounds. Three-star guy, according to 247 Sports Composite Rankings, 56th overall athlete in the class, 78th player out of the state of Georgia. No crystal ball predictions at the moment. Other offers to go along with a new Tennessee offer come from Auburn, Georgia Southern, Kentucky, and South Carolina. We move on. Jamari Colson has also been given a scholarship to Tennessee. He tweets, blessed and honored to receive an offer from the University of Tennessee. Mr. Colson is teammates with Mr. Lundy. He's also out of Ocala, however you say it, Georgia, at Irwin County High School. Another athlete in the 2020 class, 5'11", 160 pounds. 247 Sports has him as a three-star athlete, 54th overall athlete in the class, 71st best player in the state of Georgia. Other offers include Auburn, South Carolina, Akron, Coastal Carolina, and Colorado to go along with his Tennessee offer. We move on to Nigel Alpha Tate. Yes.
Excuse me?
His nickname is Alpha. I like it.
Okay.
He is now on the all-name team of recruiting. Mr. Alpha has been given a scholarship to Tennessee. He tweets, thankful to say that I have received an offer from the University of Tennessee. Hashtag AGTG. Hashtag Go Vols. Mr. Tate is out of Maryland at Bullis High School. He is in the 2021 class. 6'3", 290 pounds, so an absolute unit. He plays both sides of the ball, offensive tackle and defensive tackle. No rankings at the moment or crystal ball predictions, but I'm sure that will change in the near future. We move on to Jalen Williams. He has also received an offer from Tennessee. He tweets, blessed to receive an offer from the University of Tennessee. Mr. Williams is from Apopka, Florida, down at Wakaiva High School. A tight end in the 2020 class, 6'6". 200 pounds, so very, very scrawny, I would think, if you're that tall and that thin. Three-star guy, according to 247 Sports, 27th overall tight end in the class and 93rd best player out of Florida. No crystal ball predictions at the moment. Other offers come from FIU, Iowa State, Liberty, Pitt, and Rutgers. We move on Charlie Dixon has also received an offer from Tennessee. He tweets, blessed to say I have received an offer from the University of Tennessee. Hashtag Vol Football. Hashtag Cavs Recruit. Hashtag Playbook Athlete. I'm not sure what the last two mean. Mr. Dixon is out of Hogansville, Georgia at Callaway High School. He's a running back in the 2021 class, 6'2", 225 pounds, so an absolute bowling ball. No rankings at the moment. No crystal ball predictions at the moment. To go along with his new Tennessee offer, he holds other offers from Arkansas State, Boston College, Cincinnati, Louisville, and Mississippi State, to just name a few. We move on to Jalen Shepard. He has also received an offer from Tennessee. He tweets, extremely blessed to receive my fifth offer from the University of Tennessee. Hashtag powered by the T. Mr. Shepard is also from Hogansville, Georgia, and also from Callaway High School. He is a corner in the 2021 class, 5'9 and a half, 167 pounds. No rankings at the moment. No crystal ball predictions at the moment. Let's see. He now has six offers. He has gotten another offer. All offers come from Auburn, Colorado, Louisville, Troy, UAB, and then, of course, your Tennessee Volunteers. Next, Jahari Rogers has also received an offer from Tennessee. He tweets, hashtag AGTG, blessed and excited to say I have received an offer from the University of Tennessee. Hashtag Go Vols. Mr. Rogers is a corner in the 2020 class out of Arlington, Texas, 6 foot 170 pounds down there at Arlington High School. A highly rated guy in the 2020 class, according to 247 Sports Rankings. They have him as a four-star corner at the moment, 11th best corner in the class, and 24th best player out of the state of Texas. Current crystal ball prediction sit at 100% to undecided you. Other offers come from Arkansas, Florida, Georgia Tech, LSU, and Miami. So Tennessee looks to be getting, trying to get another big-time corner in this year's class to go along with Art Green. And then last but certainly not least, I thought I should end on this recruit because this young man's name is a name that many Tennessee fans know and love, and his name is A.J. Johnson. We might have another A.J. Johnson in the orange and white. The sequel.
The Beast Part 2.
Yeah. Mr. Johnson tweets, just received my second offer from the University of Tennessee. Big thanks to Coach. And he tagged one of them. I'm not sure who it is. But he has received a Tennessee offer.
Coach whoever you are.
Coach Yak Johnson.
Ah.
So, Coach Johnson. Mr. A.J. Johnson is out of New Orleans, Louisiana, down at Eleanor McMain High School. He's a wide receiver in the 2022 class, 6'2", 175 pounds. No rankings at the moment. No crystal ball predictions at the moment. Tennessee becomes just his third overall offer. Mm-hmm. To go along with an offer from the Vols, he holds other offers from Kansas and the Bulldogs of Mississippi State. So, Tennessee could have another A.J. Johnson. The first one worked out pretty well. Maybe the next could. And that will conclude your Monday edition of the Recruiting Update. Thank you, Tanner.
Thank you, Cole.
You're welcome.
Per usual here for giving us the goods over on the recruiting trail here. We talked a little bit about Tennessee baseball last hour. Let me give you an update on Lady Vols softball. They got some news over the weekend about their seeding in the NCAA tournament. Cole, would you like to hear?
I would.
What's going to be happening for the weeklies in the Lady Vols softball program?
I would.
Well, guess what? For the 15th, this is a pretty impressive goal here. For the 15th consecutive season, the Tennessee Lady Vols softball program will host an NCAA tournament regional.
It's incredible.
15 years in a row, you're going to have the Knoxville Regional. The Lady Vols earned the 12th overall seed in the 64-team bracket yesterday. And Tennessee, who is 39-14 on the season, man, Tennessee. We watched it during the show last week. It was Thursday, SEC tournament.
Ooh, yeah.
You were number two seed, and that Lady Vols lost a 10 seed Auburn. That was rough.
Yeah, that was tough to swallow.
That was rough. The Ribbons, however, they got a chance to right the ship when it comes to the NCAA tournament, because that's what really matters.
Yeah.
Just like basketball.
Sure.
This is what really matters here. The Knoxville Regional, Tennessee, will be hosting North Carolina, Ohio State, and Longwood. Watch out for Longwood.
You got to watch them.
Aren't they the Lancers?
That's a good question. I'll look it up.
I think they're the Longwood Lancers. Don't ask me why I remember that. I'm pretty sure Longwood has played in a Knoxville Regional before.
Hmm.
The Lady Vols will first play Longwood, who is the four seed in the regional, on Friday at 1:30 over at Lee Softball Stadium. Also, some little facts here about who will be in the Knoxville Regional as well. North Carolina, the Lady Vols beat North Carolina back on March the 20th, 2-0. UNC is the number two seed here. This will be Tennessee's 17th overall NCAA tournament appearance, and the Lady Vols have won a regional 10 times and 7 women's college World Series appearances, trying to get to Oklahoma City for the first time since 2015.
Yes, they are the Lancers, the Longwood Lancers.
There we go.
Out of Farmville, Virginia.
Farmville, Virginia.
Farmville, Virginia. It sounds like a very magical, happy place.
I wonder if there's any farms in Farmville, Virginia.
You would hope.
I bet they just get lit over at Longwood.
Probably.
Last season, they have
a top-tier softball program.
Apparently so. Good for them. Last season, Tennessee did win a regional before they lost to Georgia in the Super Regional.
Mm-hmm.
So, best of luck to the Lady Vols there. 12th overall seed in the NCAA tournament here. Speaking of some postseason here, touched on it in our best and worst of the weekend because it really was my best of the weekend. Kawhi Leonard with one of the most memorable shots in NBA history. This is something that's going to be on like all-time highlight reels. Just for the way the shot went in. Just for the bouncing around the rim it did.
Yeah.
It's going to be very iconic. Kawhi Leonard in Game 7 against the 76ers sends the Raptors to the Eastern Conference Finals. So, and then there were four. It seems like the playoffs just started yesterday.
It really does, doesn't it?
And all of a sudden, there's four teams left
in
the NBA playoffs.
Yeah.
So let's set it up here. Everything gets started tomorrow night at 9. It's going to be the Western Conference getting first dibs here. It's going to be the Trail Blazers, 3 seed in the West, against number 1 seed Golden State, who took care of the Rockets in 6 games. Losers!
Uh-huh.
What a bunch of losers.
They really are, aren't they?
James Harden's a loser. Chris Paul's a loser.
Yeah.
D'Antoni's a loser.
I mean, you got to know if you have Chris Paul on your team, he's not getting to the finals. He's not.
Imagine being like any player on the Rockets who is like single or anything. Imagine being any player, period. Why would being single have to matter? Because I'm going to tell you. Imagine choking like that in front of two specific women who are watching courtside.
Mm-hmm.
Two queens were watching courtside, Cole. One was Beyonce.
Oh!
Supporting her hometown Rockets with Jay-Z.
But of course.
Jay-Z's the irrelevant part here.
Yeah.
The other queen.
He always is.
Amelia Clark,
ooh,
a.k.a. Daenerys Stormborn, first of her name, the Breaker of Chains, Mother of Dragons. I'm talking about Game of Thrones Daenerys Targaryen.
No!
Choked right in front of them.
Choked.
Imagine doing that.
Couldn't be me.
As far as I know, Amelia Clark's single. Imagine being a player who thought you could probably shoot your shot with her after the game. Not like that.
Too bad they didn't shoot their shot during the game.
Ooh.
You know what I mean.
Ooh, yeah, they didn't do that good.
Mm-mm.
And this all without Kevin Durant, too.
Yeah.
KD, by the way, that strained quad, the way he has, it went from like, oh, no, it looks like he has a torn Achilles, too. I think it's a strained quad.
I think so, too.
He's going to have that further evaluated on Thursday. So he's missing game one. He's like 90% going to miss game two.
Mm-hmm.
And he might miss a lot more here.
Yeah.
I don't think it matters right now because Steph Curry obviously heard people talking crap about how that's not his team anymore.
Yeah.
He has that scoreless first half against the Rockets. Oh, he just finishes with, 33?
Yeah. Something simple.
Yeah.
Something easy.
No one's going to stop them.
Light work.
No one can stop them. I actually do think it would have been worse if the Nuggets would have won that game 7 because.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think that the Blazers might have a better shot at beating Golden State.
I agree.
I don't think it's going to happen, though. So that's your Western Conference. Eastern Conference, of course, the Raptors versus the Bucks. The Bucks are the one seed in the East, so they will host the first game. This will be 8:30 on Wednesday. Cole, real quick here. I know you're not a huge NBA person, so I'm not going to ask you to break anything down. But give me a quick prediction. What's your final setup going to be? Who's coming out of each conference?
I think, obviously, in the West, I think, of course, it's going to be Golden State.
I know it is.
I think Portland can give them a very good series. I mean, Damian Lillard, he is an all-time player. So if you have him on your team, you always have a shot. But, I mean, over a seven-game stretch, the Warriors are just going to wear you down. I mean, let's say Portland does get game one. Let's say that. You know, KD's out, but he's expected to come back by game two. If not game two, game three, he's in there. And I'm sure he'll be wanting to prove something. So, yeah, I won't give you a game prediction, but I do think it will be Golden State once again in the finals. And then in the East, I mean, you got Milwaukee and Toronto. I mean, Giannis is just looking absolutely unstoppable right now. He's playing some of the best basketball he's played. I haven't watched a lot, I'll be honest. But I have watched some of the games he has played in the playoffs, and he is just absolutely lights out. Him versus Kawhi should be a very, very fun series. I wouldn't be shocked if it goes 6-7 games, to be honest with you. I think that series is going to be absolutely phenomenal. I think this Eastern Conference final is going to be better than the actual finals. I think it will be. But if I had to pick, I'd probably pick Milwaukee just for the Greek Freak. I think he's just too good to stop right now. And Milwaukee has been one of the better teams in the East all year. So if I had to pick Milwaukee and Golden State for the finals, that's who I'd pick. And then obviously
you don't have to give a finals winner yet.
Okay. Okay, good.
I know who you're probably going to pick, though.
Yeah. I don't want to, but yeah, that's probably who it'll be.
My head's leaning that it's going to be the 2-1 seeds facing off with each other. That's just even when it's not a LeBron team coming out of the East right now, it's still your top heavy teams. I mean, they're just inevitably going to face off in the finals. So my head's saying Milwaukee, Golden State. Although I think that now there may be that sense of wanting to get that monkey off your back, wanting to crash through the glass ceiling in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Toronto's never been to a finals. They have had teams that should have went to a finals. Maybe Kawhi's just that secret sauce.
Yeah.
Maybe it's that type of competitiveness and that type of clutch play that he brings that's going to get them to the finals. I think the Eastern Conference series is going 7. And I think Portland's going to pull off enough victuries. Your Western Conference finals might go to 7.
I mean, I wouldn't be shocked
although
if it does.
Golden State is going to have the home court advantage. So Golden State probably like blows them out in the game 7.
Yeah, I mean, I would be more shocked about the Western Conference Finals going to 7 than the East. I'm with you. I think it's going 6-7 games. But, I mean, at the same time, even if it does go 7 for the Western Conference, like you said, Golden State will have home court advantage, and they'll probably get it done on their home court. So, I mean, even if it does, I think they'll both be interesting series, but yeah, I think it'll be top dog versus top dog for the finals.
Catch the first break of hour number two here, 865-546-8200, 546-8200 to hop on the Fan Run phone lines here. A lot more overtime on the way. Stick with us. Back on the show here, 865-546-8200, 546-8200. Cole McCormick, we got an update in old hashtag Tuggate. You know what I'm referring to?
I honestly do not know what you're talking about.
The Robert Kraft.
Oh! Could be called Pluggate.
It also could be that. So we have an update, and we got a big legal W for Mr. Robert Kraft.
Oh.
Ooh.
Lay it on me.
It's looking like America will never get to see the infamous tape.
Thank God.
I was still kind of curious.
I am not at all.
If it was going to be censored, I was kind of curious. I mean, you know my stance is on that. It's kind of like watching just a train just plow into like a row of like semi trucks.
Emphasis on plow.
It's kind of just like that. Cole, Mike, I'm about to sneeze, please. No, false alarm.
Okay, false sneeze.
Oh, don't you hate that?
I really do.
Oh, I felt it coming. I'm like, oh no, I'm gonna have to like Cole's not talking. I'm gonna have to tell him to stop.
At least
it's gonna be all awkward.
At least you didn't like make the face and then not sneeze, because I do that like in public.
It just went away.
Yeah, I'll give like a. And then I'll hold it, and then I'll just come back down and just look around.
I'm going to go back on the Periscope and take a screenshot of what you just did.
You should.
That's pretty funny.
You should.
But, yeah, big legal victory for Robert Kraft today. Prosecutors, this is coming out of a court in West Palm Beach, prosecutors cannot use secretly recorded video allegedly showing Patriots owner, Robert Kraft engaging in massage parlor sex.
Yeah.
A judge ruled on Monday, striking a serious blow to their case, charging him with soliciting prostitutes.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's gross.
In his 10-page ruling, Judge Leonard Hanser, he wrote that Jupiter police detectives and the judge who issued the search warrant allowing the secret installation of cameras at the Orchids of Asia Day Spa in Jupiter did not do enough to minimize the invasion of privacy of other customers, some of whom only received legal massages. Ah, so they were just recording people just going in there to do nothing wrong.
Huh.
Mm.
How boring would it have to be one of these officers just to be like,
another actual legal massage.
Okay, this one's fine.
Fast forward.
Next.
Kraft's attorneys are expected to file a motion to dismiss the entire case based on lack of evidence as soon as tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
And prosecutors have the options of appealing the decision, dismissing the charges, or going ahead to trial without the only evidence they presented. Oh, so they had nothing else against Kraft.
Interesting.
This was it. That tape was it. Now they can't use it.
Yeah.
This case is getting thrown out.
Yeah.
It's getting thrown. And that's their only evidence. What else do they have?
Nothing.
At that point, I mean, let's face it. Robert Kraft engaged in whatever acts.
Of course he did.
But you got to have evidence.
Yeah,
it's still allegations unless you have evidence.
Exactly, yeah.
We're talking about the U.S. legal system here. You have to have, you know, you have to check certain boxes.
Yeah.
Continuing on here. Kraft, of course, has pleaded not guilty, but he has also not denied the accusation that he received sexual acts for money at the spa. In his lawyer's arguments against the charges, Kraft has essentially admitted that he was caught on video receiving such services.
Oh.
So he's basically admitted it.
But yep.
That's the thing. If you don't have the tape, if you don't have that smoking gun, I mean, it's going to get thrown out.
Yeah.
It's going to get thrown out. Furthermore here, so legal things aside here, Kraft was also probably going to get disciplined by the league.
Oh, of course.
Roger Goodell is going to hand down something here. However, it says this could be significant when Goodell considers discipline. The NFL is not bound by court rulings, and a dismissal of the criminal charges wouldn't mean that Kraft is not going to get punished by the league.
Okay. I mean, even still. I mean, the league punishment wouldn't be anything near.
They're just going to fine him a drop in the bucket when it comes to
his
money.
Of course, yeah.
Even if they fine him like $500,000, half $1 million to Robert Kraft?
Nothing. A trip down to a spa in Florida, apparently.
It's still mind-boggling to me that he got caught in any of this. You're Robert Kraft. What are you doing there?
I mean, yeah.
What are these other people with a lot of money doing there?
Yeah, I mean, yes in a way, but at the same time, like, I wasn't totally shocked when I heard this. I was like, you know what? When you look at him, he kind of gives off that vibe. I mean, he's this rich old dude that he has so much money, he can do what he wants, and apparently, he does what he wants. So I wasn't totally shocked.
It goes on here talking about how the cameras caught people who were totally innocent. It says that the lead detective on the case, Andrew Sharp, testified that he told officers to avoid looking at video when it was clear the client was not receiving any such services, any of the off-the-menu services, so to say. But the detective Sharp also testified that they never stopped recording, and other detectives said during cross-examination that they were never given instructions on how to minimize their surveillance. They made a legal boo-boo.
They did.
They made a procedural boo-boo. You can't do that. So now, this case is going to get thrown out this week. Who really cares what type of punishment's handed down from Goodell? Because it's not going to be anything circumstantial. You know,
yeah.
It's not going – or consequential, I should say. Man, I low-key wanted to see the tape.
I did not.
I wanted to see the censor tape.
I did not.
I have morals, Cole. I want it to be censored.
I didn't want to see any of it. The story alone is enough for me. The written word is enough.
But I want all of America to have a chance to further laugh at the Patriots, to laugh at a billionaire.
Yeah.
Somebody who is just very low-key nasty like
he's
Robert
gross.
Kraft.
Yeah, he's gross. I mean, this is also going to be bulletin board material for the team, and they'll probably win another title this year because of it. This will be – because every offseason there's something like this with the Patriots. It's always some BS where they really need to get caught and really punished, but of course they never are, and it becomes their bulletin board, and then they come out and, you know, kick everybody's tail for it.
Spygate, Deflategate.
Yeah, everything.
Huggate.
Everything.
Had a murderer on their team in Aaron Hernandez.
Everything.
What else am I missing
And they
here?
Use all of this
– Tom Brady has a cult doctor.
Yeah. And they use all this stuff that happens, which they should be getting in trouble for, and they use it as incentive to play better, and they usually do. It's so weird.
They're too big to fail, man.
I guess.
They're too big to fail. I'm thinking of remember a decade ago with the bailouts of all the big financial firms, all the banks, too big to fail.
I guess, yeah.
You just can't – they're just not going to.
Yeah.
Until Tom Brady retires – Belichick retires. It's just one of these things you have to wait out. But damn it, America deserved to see the tape. I'm sorry.
Ugh.
America deserved it.
I can't wait for the day that Tom Brady retires and they throw Drew Lock the keys. Won't that be something? Derek Dooley taught Drew Lock.
Drew Lock.
Starting quarterback of your New England Patriots. That will be something right there. That will be something.
To go from Tom Brady to Drew Lock. Just imagine being whoever the guy has to follow Tom Brady.
And Drew Lock.
Not an ideal situation for sure. 865-546-8200. Rolling right along here in hour number two. We got a big birthday extravaganza coming up next year. You don't want to miss it. You're listening to Overtime right here on Fan Run Radio. Birthday extravaganza, May the 13th, and also including May the 12th along with it. Cole McCormick, are you ready for this?
Hey, I feel good. I'm feeling good today.
15 birthdays.
Oh!
I have 15.
Whoa!
So let's not waste any time. Let's start with yesterday. There was 8.
What's the overall grade?
A.
Oh, really?
It's an A. It's a pretty damn good list.
Okay.
First up, he turned 38 years old yesterday. He is an American actor. His breakthrough role was as computer hacker Elliot Anderson, or Alderson, excuse me, in the USA Network TV series Mr. Robot, which is about to start its final season sometime soon here. However, he reached the big screen this time late last year for portraying Freddie Mercury in the Queen biopic, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, Rami Malek. Okay.
Malek. Okay. Love him in Mr. Robot. I've still yet to see Bohemian Rhapsody.
I haven't seen either.
I saw the one scene of like the editing and all like the different cuts they were using. It almost made me sick. They were just like cutting from different face to different face to different face.
Of iRobot?
No. Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, Bohemian Rhapsody.
It's Mr. Robot, by the way. Not iRobot.
Yeah, when I said that, I knew that was wrong. So it's okay. Mr. Robot, yeah.
Let's keep moving on here. He turned 51 yesterday. He is an American, let's just call him an athlete right now. He's also an actor, and he is also a businessman. He's had video games that bear his name and the title.
Not Tiger Woods.
Skateboarder.
Tony Hawk?
It is Tony Hawk.
Okay.
I couldn't really get around that.
Yeah.
He is most known for completing the first documented 900 and also along with his skateboarding video game titles.
Okay.
Basically the king of extreme sports.
He really is.
Man, I loved me some Tony Hawk back in the day.
I used to love that video game.
Did you ever wear some Birdhouse clothing?
I did not.
You weren't a fan of Birdhouse?
I don't even know what that is.
That's his clothing brand.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
Well, it's a skateboard company, but it's a clothing, skateboard gear, whatever.
Okay.
Man, Tony Hawk's 51.
That's hard to believe.
Yikes.
He's still got it, though.
I guess so. I don't know. I don't know the last time he like competitively skated.
I bet if he wanted to, he can go out. He could probably go out and show up just about anybody.
I mean,
he's Tony freaking Hawk.
That's true here. Let's see if you know this one. Let's do some history. She would have been 199 yesterday. Almost a big 20 here. She was an English social reformer and statistician. She is known as the founder of modern nursing. Her name is synonymous when it comes to nursing. I'll tell you, she laid the foundation of professional nursing with the establishment of her nursing school at St. Thomas Hospital in London. Let's see here. She has a medal. She has a medal named after her. It's the highest international distinction a nurse can achieve.
Nursing. You said English?
Yes.
This
one might be a little more difficult here, but it's a name you've heard before.
199.
Okay, I'll help you. Initials, FN.
Florence Nightingale.
It's Florence Nightingale.
Yes.
Cole McCormick gets Florence Nightingale.
Yes.
Happy almost bicentennial. Well,
before you said English, I almost said Betty Ross. And then you said English.
Yeah.
No, that's not it.
Nope. Let's move on here for yesterday's. He turned 57 yesterday. He is an actor. Let me get his profile up here. He's an American actor, director, and writer. He is the brother of Charlie Sheen.
I didn't know Charlie Sheen's had brother.
Yes. I will give you a hint here. This actor goes by Charlie Sheen's actual last name.
I didn't know that's not his last name.
Okay, I'll tell you the movies this one has been in. He's been in The Breakfast Club, St. Elmo's Fire, The Outsiders. He is also known for being in Repo Man, The Mighty Ducks and its sequels, Stakeout, Maximum Overdrive, and Young Guns in its sequel. EE. Those are his initials. Don't know.
I have no idea.
Going once, going twice. Emilio Estevez. Or Estevez.
Okay.
Charlie Sheen's last name is actually Estevez.
I had no idea.
Yeah, now you know.
Huh.
Now you know.
Interesting.
Keep moving on here. Oh. I wish Daniel Bradman would have been here for this one, because this NBA player turned 21 yesterday. This center for the Orlando Magic. I wish Bradman would have been here for this one. This certainly has to be his favorite basketball player who played college basketball at Texas.
Oh, Mo Bamba?
It is Mo Bamba.
Oh, okay.
It is the Mo Bamba.
About to say one.
Mohamed. Mohamed Bamba.
I was about to say, is he a Magic fan? Okay, yeah, I got you.
No, you get it.
I got you. Yeah, Mo Bamba.
Such a big fan.
He loves him. He does.
Keep moving on here, running through him. He turned 40 yesterday. He is a former NFL player here. Let me get here we go. He is a retired wide receiver. He played 16 seasons in the NFL, 5-time Pro Bowler, only played for the Panthers and the Ravens.
Steve Smith.
It is Steve Smith Sr.
Senior. Boom.
God, I'm just going by senior. Yeah, Steve Smith, man. Steve Smith played forever.
He really did, didn't he? Where'd he go to college?
Where did he go to college?
Did he go somewhere big time, or is he smaller?
I feel like he went to Utah.
Okay, so middle.
Pretty much middle
of the pack. Right, okay.
Two more birthdays for yesterday, and they're both dead. RIP.
Oh no.
Both dead, and both like somewhat recent deaths, as in within like the last decade plus.
Okay.
First up, he would have been 94. MLB Hall of Famer, one of the GOATs, period. He got inducted into Cooperstown in 1972. 18-time All-Star and a 13-time World Series champion, along with being a 3-time AL MVP.
Okay, so he played for the Yankees.
Only played for the Yankees and one season for the Mets. And he was also a manager for the Yankees and the Mets.
What position did he play?
He was a catcher.
Yogi Berra.
It is Yogi Berra. Also known for his yogiisms.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, when did he die?
2015. September 2015. Oh, pretty recent.
I thought it was more recent than that. Okay.
2015. Love the yogiisms. He's known for some famous ones like, it's deja vu all over again.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't over till it's over.
Yeah.
That was
that's
him.
That's true. That's a good one.
That was him. Last one. He would have been 82 yesterday. He passed away in 2008.
Okay.
2008, he was an American stand-up icon. He was also an actor, author, and social critic. He was known for his black comedy and reflections on politics, the English language, and psychology, and a bunch of other various taboo subjects. He was known for his routine in the 70s of the seven dirty words.
Oh, man.
Seven dirty words you can't say on TV. One of the goats.
Yeah. Oh,
2017, gosh. Rolling Stone ranked him the second greatest stand-up comic of all time, right behind Richard Pryor.
I'm drawing a blank.
5 seconds. Can't help you here.
I don't know.
It's George Carlin.
Oh, okay.
George Carlin.
Okay.
One of Cody McClure's favorites.
Sure. Okay. That makes sense.
It makes sense that that's one of his favorites.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
It does.
Yeah, pretty much.
I love Cody, but yeah, that makes sense.
All right. Today's birthdays. We have less. We have seven.
Okay.
So let's go on to today's. We're making good time, actually. Cole,
yeah, we're rolling through these.
You've only missed two.
I feel pretty good.
So you're doing pretty much excellent here. First up for today's birthdays, he is 33 years old today. He is an English actor. Let's see here. Oh, that was the wrong person I clicked on here. Here we go. I got English actor, model, and musician. He started his film career actually in Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire in 2005. Later, got the leading role of vampire Edward Cullen in the Twilight series.
Oh, Robert Pattinson.
It is Robert Pattinson. Were you team Edward? Were you team Jacob?
I was team neither.
Thank God.
Yeah.
I wasn't either.
I haven't seen one of those.
Was there a more stupid, like, middle school slash high school girl trend than Twilight? I don't mean to stereotype, but not many guys were into the movies.
No, I think that's it. Yeah, on the head.
Yeah, pretty much.
Made a lot of money off it, though. Him and, what's his name? Shark Boy.
Oh, my gosh.
What's his name?
Oh, it escapes me. Oh, isn't it Taylor?
Taylor Lautner.
Taylor Lautner, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, Shark Boy.
Let's keep moving on here. 30 years old today. Canadian NHL defenseman for the Nashville Predators. Formerly of the Montreal Canadiens.
Who are their defensemen? It's not PK, is it? PK Subban?
It is PK Subban.
Okay. I knew he was Canadian.
It is PK.
Yeah.
From Toronto. Let's keep moving on here. You're doing really good, Cole. You pretty much
I mean, you
won the game.
I told you I've been feeling good today.
I mean, yeah, you had a good feeling.
I have.
You had a really good feeling, and you're absolutely right. 53 years old today. American singer-songwriter. He's known for being in the genres of both rock and country. Currently, he's a solo country artist. He was big in the 90s as the front man of this band, though. This band had hits like Only Wanna Be With You, Hold My Hand, Let Her Cry.
Darius Rucker.
It is Darius Rucker. And he's also known for completely ruining Wagon Wheel.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, he did.
I can't name you another song he's done. Solo. I just can't.
If you gave me a minute, I could. Right now, I can't.
Well, I don't want to right now, so let's keep moving on. 58 years old today. 58 years old today. Multiple NBA champion. Let me see how many exactly he's won. Five-time NBA champion, two-time All-Star. Had a career that spanned from the 80s up until the early 2000s. Played for teams such as the Pistons, the Spurs, the Bulls, the Lakers, and the Mavericks. He was known as being one of the greatest rebounders and defenders of all time. Nicknamed the Worm.
The Worm?
Yes.
That nickname.
Played on those Bulls teams.
Let's say it's not Jordan. It's not Pippen. Is it Dennis Rodman?
It is Dennis Rodman.
Okay.
Known for a lot of other off-the-court things, whether it be his close friendship with Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
His, like, one-month marriage to Carmen Electra.
Yeah.
Just being a weird dude, period.
He leads an interesting life.
That's mildly.
Yeah, I'll put it like that. He leads a very interesting life.
Oh, my gosh. This is a marathon here. We got three more. Let's get through this here. He is 27 today. He's a safety for the Kansas City Chiefs. He's played for the Cardinals, the Texans, and now the Chiefs. Just signed to play for the Chiefs this offseason. He was a Heisman Trophy finalist in 2011.
Let's see, who just signed for them?
Played at LSU.
Oh, Tyrann Mathieu.
It's Tyrann Mathieu. Honey Badger. Two more here, Cole. We're almost done. Okay. This is killing me. 55 today. 55 today. He is an American late night talk show host.
Okay.
On CBS.
CBS. Who has CBS?
He's definitely the most political of all of them. He used to have his own satire show on Comedy Central before he took over the show. September 2015.
Stephen Colbert?
Yes, Stephen Colbert.
Stephen Colbert. I was going to say him or the other guy who he might still be on Comedy Central.
Who's the other guy?
Gray hair, kind of like the same kind of show.
Talking about Jon Stewart?
Yes.
Jon Stewart's retired.
Oh, is he? Okay.
Yeah, oh, yeah. He stepped down from the Daily Show a few years ago.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, okay. Trevor Noah is running that show and absolutely running it into the ground.
He is.
Because he's not funny.
Yeah.
Last one here. He is a nice 69 years old, a music icon. Oh, hits throughout the 70s and the 80s. His birth name, I'll give you his birth name, Steveland Hardaway Morris.
Steveland
Hardaway Morris. He was a child prodigy. Plays that piano. He's got 9 children, by the way.
Plays the piano. 69.
Known for songs such as Signed, Sealed, Delivered, I'm Yours, Sir Duke.
Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, Stevie Wonder.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I couldn't keep up the facade of that one.
Yeah.
I saw a video today of somebody trying to make him shoot a free throw.
I've seen that.
If you haven't seen Stevie Wonder shoot a free throw, go look up Stevie Wonder shooting a free throw right now.
Go watch it, and if you laugh, you are a terrible person.
Do you know there's a conspiracy theory that he's not blind?
Is there really?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I believed in it for a while. I don't know if I believe it anymore, but it was
that free throw, yeah.
It was one of my favorite things to believe in for a while. Because there's actually some, like, not proof, but there are some interesting coincidences out there.
Yeah. After that free throw, though, yeah, he's blind.
Oh, my gosh. We just hit 15 birthdays.
That's pretty good.
I need to give my vocal cords a break. I need to breathe and drink some water.
Yes.
865-546-8200. We're going to wrap up overtime on this Monday when we come back here. Keep it right here on Fan Run Radio. Wrapping up overtime here on this Monday. 865-546-8200. Last chance to get on the phone lines with us here tonight. Some quick news that broke as I woke up this morning here.
Oh.
Just a nuclear Woj bomb that was dropped. Cole, you mentioned how Frank Vogel got hired by the Lakers.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, the Lakers found their man. The Cleveland Cavaliers found their man as well.
Okay.
And this totally came out of left field. John Beilein.
Yeah.
Of Michigan will be the new Cavs head coach.
Man, I don't know about that.
I don't know either. That just came out of nowhere.
That is so weird.
I mean, there's a time in his career to try out the NBA. Now's the time. He's 66.
That's true.
He's had a very, very long college coaching career. He has definitely moved up the rankings.
Yeah.
He's went from the low major teams to the mid-major all the way up to multiple Final Fours, national runner-up twice, just couldn't get that national title.
Yeah.
But damn good coach. Two-time Big Ten tournament champion, two-time Big Ten regular season champion, won the NIT in 2007, a bunch of other like mid-major conference championships as well here. Overall head coaching record of 278 and 150. I'm sorry, that's at Michigan. 754 and 425.
Pretty good.
Almost a little over 750 wins.
Yeah.
There's time for him to go. It's now.
That's true, yeah.
Question is, where does Michigan go now? Who's Michigan going to hire?
I don't know. I feel like that's a pretty decent job.
I mean, it's a great job. They're going to get somebody really good. And Michigan's a school that has a lot of money. Look at what they're paying Jim Harbaugh.
That's true.
I'm certain they can pony up enough to get a pretty damn good college coach.
Yeah.
I don't know how Beilein's going to do at the Cavs, though.
I don't think he's going to do good at all.
I feel like that's better than the routes they've been going.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, you don't have LeBron there dictating the hires anymore.
Yeah.
So maybe you can actually get some coaching stability.
Yeah.
That was just so unexpected.
Yeah, it's very odd.
I never thought about John Beilein ever taking an NBA job.
Yeah. I don't know. I want to know who their candidates are because it's pretty late in the game right now to be looking for a coach.
They can find somebody. Jay Williams is on Twitter wanting them to hire Juwan Howard.
Really?
Wanting them to put the Fab Five culture back together.
I'm like,
God, no thanks. I think their culture right now is pretty good. They've only gone to two Final Fours in the last 5 years, Big Ten championships. I think they're okay.
Yeah, they're good.
I don't think they need a complete culture overall.
No.
Let's go off with this, by the way, before I make a minor programming announcement here. How about this, Cole? The average American has not made a new friend in 5 years.
That's sad.
Americans aren't making friends anymore.
That's sad.
Says 45% of adults say they find it difficult to make new friends, according to new research. A new study into the social dynamics of 2,000 Americans revealed that the average American hasn't made a new friend in 5 years. This study was conducted by One Poll in conjunction with Evite. It uncovered that one of the reasons 42% of adults struggle to make friends is due to the introversion or shyness. Too shy.
I get that. Yeah,
I feel like I can be kind of introverted sometimes. I make new friends.
Sure, I'm the same way.
Most of them have been through working here, working other places, but I force myself to go out into places, make some friends here.
You have to.
Man, can you believe 5 years, though?
That's a long time.
Ugh. I'm looking at some these other specialists here talking about this. It says, for the 45% who are looking to make new friends, the best and most underrated way to do that these days is still in person. You can host a party or something more low-key like a book club or happy hour.
Interesting.
And tell each of your guests to bring a friend.
Yeah, I mean, that's an easy way to do it, I guess.
Americans can't make friends anymore. Okay, my programming announcement here. 23 years old, I finally get my wisdom teeth taken out tomorrow.
Good luck,
that's
buddy.
That's going to be great.
Good luck.
So I'll be out of action until Friday. But Cole, Rick, whoever else we can find here, they're going to bring you overtime throughout the middle of the week. And I'll be back on Friday. Pray for a speedy recovery. I'm going to be loopy tomorrow. And for Cole McCormick and Tanner Carson, you'll be listening to Overtime. Back again, same time tomorrow at 6 o'clock. See you then.